Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
Proverbs 27:23 says, "Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds." In those days, flocks and herds would have been our day-to-day business. We had to know their condition and to pay attention if we were to plan appropriately for our today and for our tomorrows. The modern equivalent is knowing about our income, our expenses, the debts we have, and the assets we own, and the like. Many of us have jobs where we have to keep track of many things for our employer or customers. But in this case, we're talking about the money that just happens to be in our personal hands and under our control. God owns this money, of course, and this verse from Proverbs says that one of our stewardship jobs is being on top of our financial position, to be paying attention. Good news, you don't need an accounting degree to do this, but you probably do need paper and pencil, or a spreadsheet on the computer, or an app on our phone, or something. The real key is our intention and consistency. This allows us to greatly reduce the unexpected, unpleasant financial surprises that can take the energy right out of a day, or a week, or more, and can distract us from the work God has given us to do today. So how good a job are we doing at this? I hate that question. We could all be doing better. Thank you for grace. As a first step, maybe we can simply ask God for His direction to lead us to one or two ways we can keep track a little better and pay attention a little more intentionally to the money we are managing for the ultimate owner.
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.